Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we are showered with the sensory rain of Tamil Sangam literary work Natrinai Poem 17, written by Nochi Niyamankilar, set in the luscious mountain landscape of Kurunji. In the words of the lady to her confidant, describing a precarious situation she recently found herself in. நாள்மழை தலைய நல் நெடுங்குன்றத்து மால்கடல் திரையின் இழிதரும் அருவி அகல் இருங்கானத்து அழ்க அணி நோக்கி தாங்கவும் தகைவரை நில்லா நீர் சுழல்பு ஏந்து எழில் மழைக்கண் கழுழ்தலின் அன்னை எவன் செய்தனையோ நின் இலங்கு எயிர் உண்கு என மெல்லிய இனிய கூறலின் வல்விரைந்து உயிரினும் சிறந்த நானும் நனி மறந்து உரைத்தல் உய்ந்தனே தோழி சாரல் காந்தல் ஊதிய மணிநிறத் தும்பி தீந்தொடை நரம்பின் இமிரும் வான்தோய் வெற்பன் மார்பு அணங்கு எனவே. வாட்டர் வாட்டர் எவ்ரிவேர். திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தாட் தட் கேம் டு மீ ஆன் ரீடிங் திஸ் போயம். There, starting with malai or rain in the first sentence, then the sight of gushing waves in Mal Kadal Thirai, and shortly following is the forceful waterfall in Ilidharum Aruvi. You feel surrounded on all sides by swirling waves in Nilla Neer Sulalbu, or the unstoppable welling of water. This soul-soaking flow finishes with my favorite, Malaikan, which means cool rain-like ice. A dip in the ocean and a soak in the waterfall is what one feels in an instant with this poem. And then, as if gently drying this moisture with love, we encounter the melliya iniya kooralin, the tender and sweet words of mother, leading on with the promise of the kandal flower or the flame lily and the mani nirathumbi, the blue-coloured bee. Pleasantness fills the senses at first glance. Flowing a little more on this river of a poem, with the oars of explanatory texts, the resplendent meaning and context reveal their colours. The lady had not seen her man for a while and she found herself in a delicate position. This she shares with her confidant, saying, "With the morning rain that fell in the tall mountains, the river flooded, and seeming as if there were waves on a mighty ocean, it roared and fell down with force as cascades in the vast forest." Taking in the immense beauty of it all, uncontrollably, tears welled up in my eyes. Seeing the streaks of rain from my cool, moist eyes, mother said to me in a tender, loving voice, "Why do you cry, my dearest? Let me take this pain away by kissing you." Melting in such tenderness and love, forgetting my chastity, which is dearer than my very life, I was about to say to her, "Mother, it's because I miss being with my man from the mountains, the lord in whose domain the sapphire-shaded bees, swept by the sweetness of the flame lilies, make music akin to that of the melodious lute." Thankfully, I swallowed my words in time, but know not how long I can hold back my ache, the lady finishes. I learnt also that these words are not just said by the lady to her confidant, but also indirectly to her man, who seemed to be waiting far away, in a subtle hint asking him not to part from her and not to put her again in such a situation. Taking a free dive, letting go of a sense of time and place, I'm swept by how this poem journeys from a spectacle of joy, the flowing cascades and the bubbling river, to the heart of the lady, from which leaps forward a flood of pain, the sorrow of being apart from a loved one. A powerful understanding of how beautiful things move us and make us open our hearts. A delicious flow is experienced in that river of words that starts from the mountain rain and falls as a cascade on the cheeks of the lady. Moving on, we meet mother's love and tenderness. This brings memories of childhood. That pain of falling down and those bleeding wounds being cured by a kiss and a smile from mother. I would like to end this episode by saluting this nature's blessing called rain that serves as an inspiration for poets, be it those who lived 2000 years ago or our very own 21st century poets. We see this in Andhimalai Pozhugirathu, Ovvoru Thuliyilum Unmugam Therugirathu, meaning the twilight rain falls and it's your face I gaze at in every drop. And in the words of this optimistic young man wishing to change the world in the movie 180, Malaigal vila visai seivain, viligal ala thadai poduvain. Meaning, I shall create a switch to make skies shower and I shall ban tears forever. With a smile at the exuberance of this young man, let's part celebrating the joy and inspiration that the poetry of rain is. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, Nandri, Vanakkam.